One of the things that has occurred in, especially in America right now, is that we all have this, not just a desire, but we have this real strong following to avoid pain. I mean, if you listen to somebody, there'll be so many people that are so heartbroken over somebody suffering. Oh, I don't want them to have to suffer. So much so that we've carried it to such level that we give every kid on the T-ball team a trophy because we don't want any of them to have their feelings hurt. We want to avoid every level of pain. But the reality is that it is very clear. We see it in Scripture, and you see it in life. It's the pain that produces character. It's that pain and that experience of going through a struggle that produces that character. Think about it. Whoever your hero is, somebody that you think, man, that guy is a rock. I want to be like that guy. And it's because of some great obstacle that he's had to overcome. We don't admire and make heroes of the people that have had it easy in life. We don't sit there and go, man, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's had it easy all his life. He's my hero. We don't do that. It's the guys that would go, gosh, I would have given up if I'd been him. I couldn't have kept going. That's the guy. That's the man that we want to be like. And that's what those opportunities provide. When James chapter 1 says, whenever trouble comes my way, I see it as an opportunity for joy. I struggled with that verse so long. An opportunity for joy? Whenever trouble comes my way, an opportunity for joy? Lord, come on, help me out with this one. I'm not getting it. An opportunity for joy? And the Lord opened my eyes. We have anybody that's a bodybuilder? Any weightlifters in here? Chris in the back. Chris, will you bench press? You bench press? Do what? Okay, what do you do? Just straight up lifts, curls, what? What level are you at now? Well, what are you at now? 200? Here's the reality. Wherever Chris is, whenever he was at the previous level, okay, there's joy when you get to move to the next level. You see what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Here's what happens. When Chris is lifting weights, it hurts. When it starts getting easy, guess what Chris gets to do? He gets to move to the next level. What does that mean? It hurts. There's pain, suffering. Chris is joyful. Chris is actually joyful. He's excited. Man, this was great. Oh, I'm loving it. Why? Because he's moved to the next level. He knows that he has graduated. Brothers, we know some men that get all worked up because it's raining. Seriously? That's the biggest problem in your life? I got people at work that complain because their flavor of soda is not in the machine. Really? I mean, that's the level you're at? That's the pain tolerance you have? Seriously? It's that pain that produces character. And if we approach it like that, we approach it that's our opportunity. That's what God's brought it into our life. He's allowed that pain. I like what Oswald Chambers says. To choose to suffer, means there's something wrong. To choose to suffer. In other words, you have a choice. You can suffer or you cannot suffer. To choose to suffer. Oh, yes. Yeah. I want to suffer. To choose to suffer, there's something wrong with you. But to choose to suffer because it's God's will, even if it's God's will in your life and it means you're going to suffer, that's something completely different. Sometimes the path that we choose means that we're going to have to suffer. Sometimes the path that we choose means we're going to have to suffer. It'd be a lot easier not to tell anybody that you lied. It'd be a lot easier not to tell anybody about your problem. It'd be a lot easier not to do the right thing. I'm still reminded of Ed Harrell saying, it's easier to die than it is to work to live. It's easier to die than it is to work to live. So Daryl's going to help me hand these out. I want to leave you with something that God gave me, because my number one struggle for me, outside of my sin issues, was that if somebody had said, Jamie, if somebody stood up here right now and said, do you know Jesus? And if you don't tell me, if you tell me you know Jesus, we're going to kill you right here. I would just say, oh, that's no problem. I know Jesus. Kill me. I'm ready. But if somebody said, if you tell us you know Jesus, we're going to torture you. We're going to cause you great pain. Now that, I'd have a much harder time standing up for Christ. Die, that'll be quick and I'll get it over with. But to suffer, I'm not interested in suffering. But it's in that suffering, the reality is that's when we learn to lean on Christ. That's where we learn to lean on Christ. So let me leave something with you so that you would remember. Every pain has a purpose. We know all these things according to His Word. Nothing just happens in our life. God always has a plan. My life is not my own. It is not for me to direct my steps. So when my next step is in pain, I will not forget God allows suffering. God allows pain, and so my pain has a purpose. And if my pain is the result of my actions, then it will be good for me. It will teach me to pay attention to God's principles, because God disciplines those He loves. Just as a parent disciplines a child, it is for my own good. And God only disciplines me when I need it. This is a sign of God's love. I will be full of joy. And just as a father would not give his son a stone when he asks for bread, God will give me good gifts when I ask, because He loves me more than any earthly father. And so my pain has a purpose. And if my pain is not a result of my actions, then I will let it be an opportunity for joy. It will cause my faith and endurance to grow. God cares about every detail of my life, just as God made the whole body to fit together perfectly, even the toes, right, Steve? The whole body. He will cause everything in my life, even my pain, to fit together perfectly. And when my pain is over, my endurance will be greater, my character will be stronger, and I will have greater confidence that no matter what happens, all is well, because God always loves me. And so my pain has a purpose. If it is an attack from the devil, I will stand firm against him and be strong in faith, for I know in a little while God will restore, support, and strengthen me. God has a plan for my life, and it is for good and not evil. He is always watching over me. Just like Joseph, what Satan intends to harm me, God intends for good. And so my pain has a purpose. And if my pain is none of these, I will fight this pain as if I am fighting it for the Lord. I know God has made everything for His own purpose. God has an eternal purpose to display the love of Christ to the world. I have to remember, I'm not a citizen of this world. My citizenship is in heaven. My time here is temporary. I'm just visiting. I will trust You, Lord. I will display Your love for me. And so my pain has a purpose. And since God's ways are higher than my ways, my purpose here is to fulfill His plan, not mine. While I don't know when, I know one day, at God's request, I'm going home. Nothing here is permanent for me. God's ultimate goal is for everyone to receive His love. His plan is to have some event or word spoken to cause others to change their citizenship. Just like in a play or a movie, every scene has a purpose, and so too with God. He wastes nothing, and so my pain has a purpose. God loves me. He would not give me a snake when I ask for a fish. Giving is the only area God says I can test Him, so I give my pain to Him, and He will give me something greater than the pain. And just as God did for those in Zion, God will take my pain and turn it into beauty, gladness, praise, and righteousness. If God allowed this pain, then I can take the pain for God, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I know my pain has a purpose. Lord, I just thank You for each one of these men that sacrificed the other responsibilities, duties, and even fun opportunities that they had this weekend instead to come and be here to draw closer to You. Lord, I just pray You'd bless them. I pray that today and tomorrow and Monday and all of next week would be filled with such a level of joy, peace, and comfort that they would know You are with them. It would be unmistakable. Your presence is with them. I pray that each one would know that not only are they loved by You, but that You have a plan for them and that You have another man here for them to help them walk on their journey. I pray that each one would know they're not supposed to go alone. That's not Your plan. But I pray that You would just pour out Your blessings on them this week. I pray that You would help them to remember that when an obstacle comes their way, that we would remember Mr. Harrell, and that he was only supposed to be able to live 3 days without water, that his Kapok jacket was only supposed to last 48 hours, that there would be only one chance in literally a billion that an airplane would be flying over trying to fix his antenna at that exact time and would look down and see Ed and his other friends. That it is by Your divine plan that everything happens, and that everything happens for a purpose. God, we surrender to You and to Your call and to Your plan and to Your purpose. And we won't give up. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen. Men, I love you. You are men who win.